Welcome to the Hand in Hand Parent Club podcast. I'm Emily Murray, a hand in hand instructor and a mom of two.
I'm Kathy Gordon, a single adoptive mom of a now young adult son, a hand in hand instructor. And we're both moderators of Hand in Hand's awesome membership program, the Parent Club.
Every week we'll be answering a parenting question. You'll hear about Hand in Hand Parenting's powerful, respectful parenting tools. We'll share how they help you work with your child's feelings, especially when their behavior gets hard or confusing.
You can feel good about using these tools. They've brought warmth and connection to our own families and to many thousands of families around the world who are using the hand-in-hand approach.
That's why Hand in Hand and the Parent Club exist. We're here to support you and your family so you have more good, sweet, fun times together.
Welcome back, parents. So our question this week is, how do I get them to do something?
There are so many options in the world. Some common ones include, some punishments, some threats, some bribes, take something away, offer a reward. And these might work once, or they might work in the short run, but sooner or later, your child is going to start catching onto the system and negotiating for larger rewards. And threats tend to erode our connection with them. So we have some alternatives for you today. So these approaches that we're used to hearing about are based in fear. And sometimes even our fear about, if I don't do this right now, you know, this is just going to get worse down the road. But we tend to think of these types of approaches as overpowering. We're using our bigness and our authority to force them to do something. And that feels yucky for everyone. And it really does break connection. So what we know that works better in the long run is using connection. We know that humans are more willing to and able to cooperate when they feel emotionally safe and connected.
I remember the first time I had that kind of light bulb moment. So before I would take my son to daycare, he was probably three, four at the time. We would often stop at the McDonald's nearby. Now, full disclosure, as a single parent, McDonald's was a built-in play date. But we'd stop there so he could play on the, in the playland. And then he'd have a very difficult time, as you can imagine, transitioning to daycare, where then I was going to leave him and to go to work. So I realized that if I crawled up into the play structure and played with him for a few minutes, then when I said, okay, time to go to Janie's daycare, then it was much easier. He was much more cooperative because we'd had that few moments of connecting and playing and fooling around and sliding down the slide together and getting a lot of laughter going. So that connection greased the wheels of that transition and getting him to go willingly to the car to go to daycare.
This is such a great example of this relationship building for the long term. Childhood is one phase of a child's life, but we're parent and child for our whole lives. And we can lose sight of that in those red hot moments when we're feeling that head-to-head battle of a disagreement or defiance or the digging in of heels. So it's really foundational to us having a strong relationship with our child in that long term. In order to do that, we have to see our children as good. We know they're in there with their good cooperative selves. And when we're always reaching toward that, they can show up for us when we're reaching toward that goodness. So when they're saying no, it helps if we think, if they could, they would. And there must be an underlying reason why they can't. And that helps us stay in that heart-to-heart connection with them. So we offer connection. Before we ask them to do something, we might offer a little bit of rough and tumble play. We might offer special time. And when we do that before our request, it can really lift any of that tension or disconnection before it turns into digging their heels. So this is like the preventive medicine of our emotional reaction with our children. And even bringing a limit, when we're bringing a limit, we can say, no, no more trucks right now. It's time to brush your teeth, sweets. And when we bring that limit and we put our hand on the truck, and we bring that connection, we can turn it playful too. It doesn't have to just be that straight limit. We can say, oh my, truck's teeth look really dirty too. Maybe we should brush truck's teeth. They're so muddy. And this invites them to play with us on their way to doing, you know, chores. It doesn't feel fun to brush teeth. I mean, chores just aren't an enjoyable thing typically for anybody. So why not add a little bit of laughter and play to that?
Yes. And one chore that was particularly difficult, well, I would say it really bothered me, was my son, as he got older, you know, just dropping his things on the floor, just dropping his dirty clothes on the floor and not putting them in the laundry basket, the hamper that was right there in his room. So I decided to try getting playful with it. And he was, must have been about 9 at the time, maybe 10. So slightly older. And I remember I set it up like we were going to play, like I playfully dared him to throw it in the basket. Like, I bet you can't, I bet you can't, 2 points if you get that shirt in the laundry basket. And but then I started narrating it like a basketball game. Can he make the shot? Oh, here comes the defender. The defender's buck. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's going over. Oh, he's going around the lane. Oh, and there and he scores. And my son, of course, was laughing. And, you know, I'm trying to block his shots. And it only took a very few minutes before every piece of clothing that was on the floor, every piece of dirty clothes was picked up and put in the laundry basket. And so notice what I did there was not only was I playful and bringing a playful limit, but I was also connecting. And that's really the point that we're, that's really the point of hand in hand. All of our tools are connection tools. And so that's the point that we're making today about getting your kid to do something is to connect first and then maybe get playful.
So it can feel really hard in the moment when we're feeling tight with frustration about, like, literally the clothes are right next to the hamper. You could have just put them in the hamper. So when we feel those things bubbling up, it can be hard to feel creative. So we do
feel powerless, you know, like yeah. When you ask them to do it and they dig in their heels, we feel powerless.
Yeah. So we do have lots of great articles on the Hand in Hand Parenting website, all about ideas to help them do something. And so whenever you're feeling stuck or not sure what to do, you can just search play. There's one about tidying up, one about getting out of the house, one about teeth brushing, homework, using the potty. All of them, if you just type in those keywords, you'll see them there.
Yes, I mentioned our last episode, that when I started to use play, I read a lot of articles. So I had like a lot of ideas in my back pocket.
Yeah. And then you don't have to think so hard because we do feel powerless. And so last time we mentioned mock threats. And so if you feel yourself starting to get in that threatening ogre mode, I feel like an ogre, at least when I'm getting there. An example might be, for a mock threat for a clothing situation is, if you don't get dressed right now, I'm going to put your clothes on myself. And the point of these is you're probably going to end up doing the thing you're threatening as a way to bring some laughter. So you're trying to squeeze their shirt over your head, and, you know, really trying hard, and they get to laugh at you. Other options include demanding things opera style, gibberish talk, talking backwards, funny accents. One of my daughter's favorites is when I pretend to yell, but only silence comes out of my mouth. So I get confused about why my face is making a kind of a silly, angry yell, but no sound is coming out of my mouth. And she thinks that's really funny because I do sometimes yell. So it gives a little bit of playfulness around that, that sense of sometimes I am loud and scary, and now she gets to laugh at me because I'm not able to make that sound. So when we feel powerless, play is what we can do.
Yes. And one of the things that we suggest is that you think about creating this culture of silliness and fun in your family. And that's the way that you build cooperation, is that it's fun to do chores, is that it's fun to brush your teeth. And again, you know, this can seem a little counterintuitive, like, aren't I supposed to be the authority? But it just makes parenting so much more enjoyable. So building this culture of silliness and fun, you know, it might look like wake them up in the morning with your underwear on your head, or it's time to leave and you walk into the wall, or you walk into the closet. They ask for milk and you get out the pickles and you can't figure out how the milk turned green, you know? So, and particularly when you're doing these mock threats, you know, you want to do it with a light tone, a wink. We playfully dare them, this little twinkle in your eye, so that they know that you're not really threatening them, and that they see you. Like, one of the things that's really important about play listening is that we're making fun of ourselves. So it becomes like fun to make mistakes in your family, this creating this culture of silliness and fun.
So that's actually our one small thing for this week, is to just experiment with inserting a little bit of playfulness into spots where you might typically bring seriousness, or at least like efficiency during your day, seriousness during your day. Poke around in there a little bit. Pull up the article that we are including in today's podcast, or do a search on the website and get some ideas that you can tuck away, and just, you know, do a little poking around in the seriousness of life.
And, you know, as I said, this is not easy, can seem counterintuitive. So as you're trying this one small thing of getting silly before you ask them to do something, if you feel like this, like I'm not being the parent, then make sure you tune in next episode, because we're going to talk about what we can do with those feelings of powerlessness, how we can work on them, and how we can figure out like what's getting in our way when we get tight and we feel that we're not able to connect. So we'll see you next time. We're looking forward to you hearing what your experiments of trying to get silly before you try something, how that pans out. We'd love to hear from you, and come back next week and talk about what gets in our way of doing that. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Hand in Hand Parent Club podcast. Please like and subscribe to hear more. And to connect with us between these episodes, come on over to handinhandparenting.org to join the Parent Club, where you can get coaching, classes, and live support.
Come join our vibrant community of parents in the Parent Club who are committed to getting the support they need to be the parents they want to become. We'd be honored to support you too. This podcast and the Parent Club are part of Hand in Hand Parenting, a nonprofit organization that supports parents all over the world. We are here for you when parenting gets hard.